This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Don't look now, but trade news is in the air again. The Biden administration's using the new, but kind of the same as the old, U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, USMCA to those who prefer, for the first time, and it's using it against the Canadian dairy industry. To be clear, discontent between American dairy farmers and our neighbors to the north is not new, but there had been some hope the new, but kind of the same as old, trade deal had things changing. Turns out, it hasn't. Marketplace's Andy Euler explains what's going on here.
Okay, we're going to try to stay out of the weeds here, but at its root, the disagreement between the U.S. and Canadian dairy industries has to do with the way each government tries to help farmers break even.
The Canadian approach is to maintain high prices by creating this quota system.
That's Christopher Sands. He's director of the Canada Institute at the Woodrow Wilson Center. He says Canada tells farmers how much product they can sell and then guarantees a price.
The U.S. does it differently. We subsidize production.
American consumers pay a tax, and that tax subsidizes farmers. Now, this new formal dispute is accusing Canada of setting aside too large a share of the dairy market exclusively for Canadian dairy processors, something Canadian-American trade lawyer Mark Werner calls a smart lawyer workaround.
Those guys don't have really any incentive to import dairy. So if you give the quota to the large processors, well, they're not going to import it.
They'll instead just process Canadian dairy and avoid any tariffs. U.S. dairy farmers say this denies them access to an important market. Krista Harden is president of the U.S. Dairy Export Council.
Canada has maintained its measures that really run counter to its market access obligations under the trade agreement, under USMCA.
Canada's Trade Minister, Mary Ng, voiced her disappointment with the U.S. requesting a dispute panel, and she says she's confident that her country's policies are in full compliance with the trade agreement. The International Trade Commission says if the USMCA were to be implemented as it was negotiated, U.S. dairy exports would go up by more than $300 million a year. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.